unlikeliest of couples. Pamela Smith was a middle-aged mother of two living in California. Johnny Jordan was a 20-something inmate in Toledo, Ohio. In 1996, he picked up a hatchet and hacked to death a 62-year-old foster mother. I'm Robin Erb, Blade staff writer. Jordan's shocking crime led to a book about the teen. In it, Jordan is a horrifically abused and angry boy who, according to the author, had little control over his actions on the night of the murder. In California 2 years ago, Ms. Smith picked up the book. The two began writing, and in 2004, Ms. Smith and her two children moved to West Toledo to be closer to Johnny Jordan.
I mean, I look at Johnny and I just can't fathom him doing something like that. And I've known him all these years. I've never seen that type of thing come out of him.
Some may remember Johnny Jordan as that expressionless kid who in 1996 stood accused of murder. At their home recently, Ms. Smith and her two children see someone different.
He has shown us more love. He has shown us more love.
How so? How does he show it to you?
Emotions, caring. He's nurturing to them. He's attentive. You know, he's curious. You know, he just shows us attention.
Jordan recently proposed. Ms. Smith hasn't yet given him an answer.
And it hurts that I can't be with him. I mean, you know, we are close. We're friends, not just lovers. I can talk to Johnny about anything. There's nothing I can't talk to him about. And he's the man of my dreams. You know, romantic, caring, affectionate, loving. He's all the things I want in a man, but he's not available to me. You know, it's getting kind of lonely here. And it's a shame that, you know, the man I love, have loved the most in my life is locked up.
At a North Toledo prison, Jordan looks forward to the day he'll be out and can be with Ms. Smith. It could be decades away, but he remains
upbeat. I try to keep an open mind, you know, you know, try to stay positive about the situation, and I'm hoping that, you know, anything happens, you know, and I try to, you know, keep that faith that, you know, one day, you know, I wouldn't have to, you know, end up spending 40 years in here.
This is Robin Erb for The Blade. Thanks for listening.